Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
As a way of introduction this morning, from the book of John, chapter 7, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 says, "Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught." Verse 15, "And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having learned nothing?" How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? The wisdom of God always creates amazement. People are amazed at you because of the wisdom of God in your life. Every destiny marveled at is a product of divine wisdom. Every destiny. Every destiny that is marveled at is a product of divine wisdom. Divine wisdom produces surprises. In this glorious month, God is going to turn you to a surprise to your world in the name of Jesus. They looked at him and could not imagine what was coming from him, because he was not operating the wisdom of this world. There is something about divine wisdom. It is totally different from human wisdom. Life is too short to learn everything. You don't have the time. But there is one that comes upon you, that you are impacted with, that teaches you what to do and what to say per time. That is what is called divine wisdom. It is knowing the right thing to do from the word of God and doing it. Knowing the right way to go and going there. Knowing the right steps to take and taking it. Divine wisdom separates men. What is this divine wisdom worth? What is the worth of divine wisdom? Divine wisdom makes you ahead. We saw the example of the slave boy called Joseph. What makes you ahead is not your physical size, but the wisdom of God at work in your life. God gave Joseph divine wisdom, and it changed his story. You know that kings don't reign except there is wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 15. By me, kings reign. By me, princes decree justice. What is this wisdom worth? Why should I go after wisdom? It changes you from the floor to the top. What more does this wisdom do for me and you? Divine wisdom cannot be acquired by learning. It can only be acquired by divine impartation. Understand that there is no human school that teaches divine wisdom. Joseph never had time to go to school, but when the problem came, he was the one that was consulted. The best senators in Egypt, the best soothsayers and magicians could not provide the problem of the challenge of the time. But this young boy, operating the wisdom of God, was divinely connected. What else does divine wisdom do for me and you? Divine wisdom gives us divine insight for business and career breakthrough. Somebody say divine insight. For business and career breakthroughs. That's why this morning we're going to be looking at biblical wisdom for business breakthrough under our teaching series that is titled Engaging Biblical Wisdom for All-Round Breakthroughs, Part 2. And this morning we're looking at Part 2A, Engaging Biblical Wisdom for All-Round Breakthrough. Last week we looked at biblical wisdom for raising godly children. Today we're looking at biblical wisdom for business breakthrough. To help our understanding this morning, somebody may be asking, well, I am not in business. Yes, you are. Business is any endeavor or venture with the objective of making profits. Even when you are working for someone, you are in business. You only have one customer. Any venture that you engage in with the objective of making a profit, you are in business. What then is breakthrough? Making outstanding progress. Every time you are making progress, you are breaking through. Breakthrough is making outstanding progress. And the good news this morning is you are on a breakthrough ground. I said you are on a breakthrough ground. And every breakthrough auction around this ground will go home with you in the name of Jesus. We saw how Isaac broke forth in Genesis chapter 26 and verse number 12. He sowed in the land, and the Bible records that Isaac went forth. And he sowed in that land. He broke forth. Everything was working for him. This morning, what do I do to exercise breakthrough in business? We'll look at 7 points this morning as time permits us. What do I do to experience breakthrough in business? Number one this morning, we must be committed to spiritual growth and development. We must be committed to spiritual growth and development because God never blesses people beyond their spiritual stamina. Your breakthrough begins in the spirit. In Genesis chapter 1, the very first scripture, verse 1 and verse 2, something spectacular happened. The Bible records that in the beginning, God created two kinds of businesses, the heaven and the earth. In verse number 2, the Bible says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The second business, the earth that God created, was without form. But until the spirit moved, the formless earth could not be formed. So your spiritual stamina is what determines your productivity. And the Bible records, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So if you have formed any business before that failed, you are not the first. The first earth God created didn't amount to anything. But when the Spirit moved, somebody said the Spirit moved, and God spoke, then there was a breakthrough. I said there was a breakthrough. In 3 John 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So the prosperity of the believer is tied to the prosperity of his soul. If your soul does not prosper, God cannot prosper you spiritually. What prospers you, what prospers your soul is the word of God. It's the word of God. In Romans 8:6, it says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Look at a man whose spirit is alive. In Psalm 1, from verse 1 to 3, we know that scripture very well. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but he walketh, he does not sit in the seat of sinners, nor seated with in the seat of the scornful. It said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. What happens to him? And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever business that man doeth, somebody say, he shall prosper. Whatsoever business that you do, according to God's word, it shall prosper. But your spiritual capacity is what determines your physical productivity. Spirituality begins with the fear of the Lord. It begins with the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is not being afraid of God, but obeying God's word. We live in a corrupt business world. You need to stand clear to maintain a position of no compromise. Everywhere you look, there is temptation to be compromised. But until you propose in your heart, just like Daniel proposed in his heart, that he will not defile himself by the corruption of his time, he could not make a difference. Do you know every time you blend, you bend to blend, you get mixed up? The women know what I'm talking about. When you get tomatoes, and then you get pepper, and you get some onions, and you put it in the blender, you know what I'm talking about? Huh? When you blend them together, they lose their identity. So when you blend with sinners, you lose your identity as a child of God. Don't bend. Don't bend. Those who don't bend, those who don't bow, don't get burnt. You don't need to make it crooked way, sir. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. You don't have to compromise to prosper or to have breakthroughs in business. There are so many examples in the Bible. There are so many examples of people in contemporary times who have made it not by crooked means. You know the truth? There are people in church you shouldn't do business with, sir. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The fact that a man is in church does not mean he's in touch with God. There are people in church that you should not do anything with. Be spiritually sensitive. Test the spirit. Can I tell you the truth? You may be persecuted for your righteousness. You are not the first. But when you stand for God, he's the one that lifts men. He's the lifter of men. Do you know you don't make it by your own means? It takes God. Unfortunately, the corruption of the world has entered the church. You see pastors deceiving members of the church to collect things from them or to take advantage of them. They go about lying just to take advantage of people. No fear of the Lord. You need to get back in order. Somebody say, I will make it. But you must understand how God prospers. How the breakthrough of God works. Number two this morning. We must be committed to seeking the advancement of the kingdom of God in order to maximize our breakthrough package in redemption. I take that one more time. We must be committed to seeking the advancement of the kingdom of God in order to maximize our breakthrough package in redemption. Every breakthrough in the kingdom is rooted in word encounter. Every breakthrough in the kingdom is rooted in word encounter. It is what you encounter that positions you to break through in the world. Peter encountered Jesus. He used his resources, his boats, for the advancement of the kingdom. And Jesus said, well, I have seen you have been struggling in this business of fishing. Now, cast your net to the other side. And this man that was struggling before Jesus came had a breakthrough that even the net could not hold the harvest. Every breakthrough. But first, you must be committed to seeking the advancement of the kingdom. That business that you want God to prosper, what is your motive behind it? Is it the advancement of mankind and the kingdom? Or you just want it so that you can oppress your neighbor? Because many people's motive going into business is just provision. Lord, give me, give me, give me. Think kingdom. Think how you will bless people. God will only entrust riches in your hand if he can trust you with what you will do with it. If he cannot trust you, you cannot be entrusted. We saw the story of a man called Uzziah in the Bible. This man reigned for 52 years from the age of 17 in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 3 to 5. In verse 4, the Bible says, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did that which was right, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And look at verse 5. He said, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding of the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as your heart is seeking the Lord, the visions of God is your business. Do you know why so many great businesses are prospering? They are meeting your need. They are thinking, what do we create so that you can be able to call your people in your village, where you can talk to them face to face as if you are there with them in the same room. They are thinking of you. But when you are thinking of how do I get money from the people, you don't prosper. Be a solution provider. How can I be a blessing to people? How can this business ensure that every believer owns a home? How can this business? You see, when your motive is right, God will prosper it, sir. It says, seek ye first, Matthew 6:33. The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Somebody say all these things. That means what others are running after becomes addition to you. Somebody say addition. Do you like to run after or you want to be added onto? Then seek the kingdom of God first. Number 3. We must be connected to the covenants of Titan. Both personal and corporate, to keep the heavens over our lives and businesses open. We must be connected to the covenant of Titan to keep the heaven over our lives and businesses open. Listen to me, there are both natural and spiritual laws that govern business breakthroughs. And both of them are two sides of the same coin. There are business strategies that you must engage when you're in business. I mean, natural business strategies. But there are spiritual laws that makes you fly higher than others. And one of such spiritual laws is Kingdom Titan. Somebody say Titan. You know, you can find a believer engaging all the strategies, yet nothing is working. Why? Because he has left the other side of the coin, the spiritual ordinances that make things work. I'll show you a mystery. In Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10, the Bible says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. There is a dimension of open heavens that only comes via Titan. You see, when God wants to bless you, when he tells you, oh, I'm going to bless you and you don't have room to receive it. Imagine you want to deliver furniture in your house and the door cannot come in. The door is too small for the furniture to come in. That is what God is trying to say. that the blessing that comes with tithing, what you have now is not enough to contain it. Tithing has nothing to do with money, Sal. It is the law that opens heaven. So that everything done under open heavens just prospers naturally. Look at verse 11. He said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Somebody say, rebuke it, Lord. And it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your wine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. You see, when you see people praying and fasting against devourers, they lack understanding. You don't pray, you don't bind devourers, sir. Devourers are not demons. You can cast out demons. Devourers are principalities. There are some kind of spirits that operate on legal basis. You can see a man. When this spirit behind this economy called devourer is at work, it makes lives of men miserable. You see, a man receives money today. The same day he receives the money, that is when they call him that somebody is sick. That is the same time that they tell him that, oh, your car just broke down. That's the same time that they tell you that something just broke down in your house. It is not coincidence. And you know the truth? When the money finishes, the devourer stops. It's a spiritual economic manifestation. It is not a coincidence. It is the devourer. There are people whose life are in this circle of tragedy. When something hits their hand, the things that will collect it is lining up. They can't even put their own self together to plan for their own businesses because everything is just wiped away by the devourer. They can't hold resources for more than a month. Everything. But the devourer can be rebuked. Somebody say, can be rebuked. But not by you, by God. Said, I, God speaking, will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. That means whatever you have sown into your business will not be destroyed. Do you know that your tithing also connects you with favor? Verse 12 of that same scripture, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 12. He said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Nope. Can I have Malachi 3:12? Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 12. And all nations shall call you blessed. Somebody say blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. A delightsome land. A delightsome land. You shall be a delightsome land, and all nations shall call you blessed. Delightsome means to be favored. You know, there are 7 prophetic blessings that follow a tither. We won't have time to go through all of that today. But what gives life to tithing is not the money, but the revelation of the truth that you understand. When you have the opportunity to tithe, and then you lift up your seed before heaven, and say, Father, I just want to thank you for the privilege to bring these tithes. To prove to you that the blessing you sent this month, they arrived safely. Here is a token. It is where your heart is. God does not need it, sir. God just wants to check whether you are worshiping money or you are worshiping him. That's what happened with Abraham. when he had waited 25 years for a son. And God said, well, I want to know if your heart is still with me or your heart is now on this blessing of the son that I've blessed you with. So therefore, give me the son to test where your heart is, whether it's with me or with Isaac. And then Abraham gave all. He didn't give 10% of Isaac, he gave all. God is only asking for 10%. What's your problem? It's a spiritual system that show God, you are telling God that, Lord, I know I am limited. Understand that every giving in the kingdom has a specific blessing that comes with it. Every giving. For tithing, there's so many blessings. There's 7 of them. If you have the time, go and study it. Every giving. When you give to the poor, what that does to you is that God hears you in the day of trouble. When you give to your parents, it is so that it shall be well with you and you will fulfill the number of your days on the earth. So every kingdom mystery has a kingdom blessing tied to it. Don't miss the blessing that comes with tithing. That's what we're saying. And it is not just your own personal tithe, also your corporate tithe. Listen to me. Tithing is not the opinion of a pastor. It is the ordinance of heaven. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 7. Even from the days of your fathers, Malachi 3, 7, you are gone away from my ordinances. It is not the opinion of a pastor. Don't let the pastors who don't know, those ones on the internet who have nothing to show of their walk with God, to confuse you. Number 4 this morning. We must be committed to kingdom advancement endeavors with our finances. We must be committed to kingdom advancement endeavors with our finances. Every time you are engaging in the advancement of the kingdom with your finance, you enact the blessing. You activate the blessing. The blessing is a dimension of the spirit that makes you at peace with creation. No matter where you go, things are just working on their own accord for you. The blessing attracts to your life and your business, people, opportunity, and resources. You know, you can be in the same place for so many years waiting for somebody to help you. Meanwhile, somebody just arrived yesterday, understands this mystery, is working in it, and then he's already a millionaire 1 year after he came, and you are there. The difference is in the understanding of the covenant, of the truth behind kingdom mysteries. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 15, Paul speaking, he said, now ye Corinthians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. And then he said, my God shall supply all your needs because you understand commitment to kingdom giving. They don't only give once. He said, now and again. There should be nothing happening in the house of God that you are not contributing. You can contribute with your intellect, with your talent. When you engage spiritual laws, you prosper. Number 5. You must recognize that everything, somebody say everything, multiplies with thanksgiving. Everything multiplies with thanksgiving, while many things are destroyed by murmuring and complaining.
So many businesses are stagnated today because the operators of such businesses don't see anything good happening around them. They complain and they murmur. Can I tell you the truth? If increase is what you are looking for, Thanksgiving is the tool to use.
Thanksgiving. That it is not enough is the reason why you should thank God. Jesus had a situation to feed 5,000 people. They told him, well, we only have a small boy's meal. That means a meal that cannot feed one man is a small boy's meal. And you have 5,000 men without counting the children and the women. And he said, Father, that you even brought a small boy's meal, thank you. Somebody say, thank you. If you must not remain where you are, if you must not remain where you used to be, the tool to use is thanksgiving. That one leper came. After Jesus has healed 10 of them, he returned. If you must not forfeit perfection, thanksgiving is required. 9 of them forfeited their perfection because they could not see what God has done. Can I tell you the truth? God has tried enough for you, sir. Huh? You are sitting here, healed and healthy. You are connected to us online this morning. God has done enough for you. If you can think well, you'll be thankful. Look at Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. Numbers 11, 1. And when the people complained, Numbers 11, 1, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. The fire of the Lord. You see, when you complain, you receive sympathy from men. But when you complain, you kindle the anger of the Lord. You can't see anything that I've done for you. Number 6 this morning. For you not to complain, number 6, therefore, joy and rejoicing must, in the pursuit of your business, you must engage joy and rejoicing. And these are fundamental requirements for unending breakthrough. Somebody say joy and rejoicing. In the school of breakthrough, joy is a major course. You know the boy called Joseph? He was a victim of hatred. They don't like him. To the point they sold him. But this hated boy became the happiest slave by the spirit of joy that is at work in him. In Genesis chapter 29 from verse 1 to 9, you read all those accounts. But because of the joy of God at work in him, he prospered. In an unlikely place, and Pharaoh said, for as much as God had shown you these things, there is none so discreet and wise as you are, that thou shalt be over my house. Genesis 41 verse 40. And according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled, and lonely in the throne will I be greater than thee. A slave boy became a prosperous man. Can I tell you the truth? There is no useless people on the earth. The person that you think is useless may be the one God wants to use to bless you. No useless people. Don't look down on people. When you are in business, people are your wealth. Huh? Did you hear me? Why? One person that you do well with can be the person that will connect you to 10 other people. That was what happened to Joseph in the prison. The butlers came. He was always joyful. Very joyful. You are here too? He said, yes. Why are you now downcast now? Come on, rejoice. At least we are alive. At least they give us 3 square meals here. I'm sure that prison was like an American one. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not like Kirikiri. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. I curse every plague of depression in your life in the name of Jesus. Because depression is a gateway for oppression. When you are depressed, you just give the devil a gateway. You open a door for him to oppress you. So let the joy of the Lord be in your heart. And when you are depressed, it blocks your mental faculty. It doesn't make you think right. It doesn't. One of the greatest secrets of Paul was that he was always a man of joy. To the point he went around saying, rejoice evermore, rejoice. That means in case your joy of the first day is not enough, he said, that means rewind it. Hallelujah. Rejoice evermore. And again, I say unto you, rejoice. That was a man in prison writing a letter to those outside that they should rejoice. Who should be telling the other people to rejoice? Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God. I don't care what your reason is. Many people are stranded because of lack of joy. Lack of joy has put a lot of people under chains. Many are crashing down because of their murmuring attitude. Your ingratitude is actually digging your grave, sir. I pray today that the oil of joy will come afresh upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. When you are not joyful, you drive away the presence of God. And what the devil does is to take you out of the presence of God so he can deal with you. That's what happened to that prodigal son. The prodigal son got out of Israel. The devil deceived him. He said, Father, give me all my own inheritances. Let me go. And when he left, he began to suffer. He ate pig's food. The reason why the devil wants you to be angry at a church member is to move you away from his presence of God. You see, you have some people who tell you, well, you see, I was sick and then nobody came to check on me. That is not what the Bible says. In James chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible says, is any sick among you? Let that one that is sick call on the elders of the church. Huh? So when you are complaining, oh, nobody called me. You see, they don't even care about me. It is you to call. They are not witches. How will they know you are sick? Call on the elders of the church, and the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. When you get angry and you leave church because somebody offended you, it is a show of your spiritual maturity. No murmuring, no complaining. Breakthrough don't happen because you worship God. There are spiritual laws that govern it. And the last one this morning is you must be connected with priestly blessing. Somebody say priestly blessings. Why? Because God confirms the word of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26, that confirmed the word of his servants and performed the counsel of his messengers. He performs them. Every time a prophetic word goes forth, it is because God wants to perform it.
And that is how Abraham became blessed. Melchizedek proclaimed the blessing upon him.
And as a privileged priest this morning, under the unction of my father, Bishop David Oyedepo, and the unction of my father, Bishop David Abioye, I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. I decree that this week you shall be going forward in the name of Jesus. From the beginning of this week, there shall be no failure for you. Everything you lay your hand upon to do, I decree they shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I decree amazing surprises is coming your way this week. There shall be business breakthrough for you. There shall be career breakthrough for you. I decree your businesses are blessed. I decree your careers are blessed. I decree your blessings is coming upon you. Your vocation is blessed. Blessed with prosperity. Blessed with peace. Blessed with pleasure. In the name of Jesus. No danger shall come near you. No accident shall come near your dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus. Where others are selling, you will be buying. I say, where others are begging, you will be given. In the name of Jesus. Every down business in this house today, I decree a rising up for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. This week shall be a week of wonders. I decree it in the name of Jesus. Whatever you lay your hand upon to do according to God's word, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. No evil is permitted to come near you. No plague shall come near your dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.